welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. We're glad that you are here. And we've come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And our call to worship, we're in 2 Peter chapter 3. And I'm continuing where I touched on this passage last week. And verse 12 says, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot, and blameless. There again, we talked about how the future impacts our living today. As we look forward to those things that are to come, these are promises that God has made, that he is going to come back to this earth. He is going to provide a new heaven and a new earth. And so what is our response in regard to the knowledge of the promises of God in regard to the future? Well, it says here in verse 14, wherefore? In other words, looking back at these promises that God has made, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, the first response is be diligent. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace and without spot and blameless. And there are other things going forward in these verses to grow in grace, as we learn in verse 18. But the first is to be diligent. Now, we pretty much know what that means, and the Greek word seems to indicate the very word that should be here translated for us in English. Diligence is to be faithful. Faithful in whatever you're supposed to be doing. Be diligent at that. Be faithful at that, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Found in peace. Who provides peace? Well, that's Jesus Christ. To be found in him. Be found in Jesus Christ, without spot and blameless. That's what the Lord said concerning his bride. I want to present a bride that's without blemish and without spot. But there is a responsibility on our behalf. We're to be diligent. We're to be found in his word. We're to be found growing in his word. And so I want to encourage you, the future does have an impact on the present. Do I hear an amen? Knowing what's promised, knowing what's coming, knowing what Jesus Christ is going to do, I'm to be found faithful. I'm to be found diligent in what I'm supposed to do, faithful in reading my Bible and studying God's Word, faithful in being a testimony and taking up the ministry of reconciliation, fulfilling the things that God says we're supposed to be doing here upon this earth. May we be found diligent, knowing that Jesus Christ is going to come back and he's going to make all things new. Amen. What a glorious day that will be.